Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kristen McGrath is the editor at Retail Me Not. Kristen, how much did we do on Black Friday? How much money did people spend?
A little over $9 billion. So a lot, a little more than last year, actually.
And we're expected to spend $11 billion today. That's in one day.
Yes, that's on Cyber Monday. It is a big online shopping day for sure.
Yeah, and it's overtaken Black Friday. Is this the first year it's overtaken Black Friday?
So Cyber Monday spending tends to be a little higher. Now, so these numbers are from Adobe Analytics, and these are specifically online numbers. So it's possible that, you know, if people go more into stores on Black Friday, maybe they're spending a little more. But as far as the online numbers go, Cyber Monday takes it.
And I feel like Black Friday has just morphed into Cyber Monday because every ad that I received online or via text said Black Friday has been extended to Saturday, to Sunday, to Monday.
Yep, and Cyber Monday sales are kicking off on Saturday and Sunday. So really, it's just a week-long deals marathon.
So I bought way too much stuff on Black Friday, all for myself. And I went to Dick's Sporting Goods for these shirts that I wanted to buy, and they weren't on sale. There was almost nothing of value on sale there. So I went home online at Dick's website and bought them online on Black Friday for cheaper than I could buy them in the store.
Nice. Yeah, it's, you know, people ask if they should go in stores and if they're going to find the better deals. I always say, check online. You're going to have a bigger selection and more likely to find stuff on sale.
Okay, this with all the talk of a recession and how things are going to just go down the tubes after the first of the year, it doesn't seem to be impacting people when they open up their wallets or they take out their credit card and buy today.
Yeah, and it's possible that people know that this is the time to wait for to shop. There's probably a lot of people who've been like waiting to shop for the holidays right at this time, maybe putting off a big ticket purchase because they know Black Friday, Cyber Weekend is going to be the time.
Kristen McGrath is the editor at Retail Me Not. Explain what Retail Me Not is.
So we're a savings destination site. It's where you're going to go to get that promo code to get the free shipping, and we also have cash back offers. So you click through and you get a percentage back of what you buy.
So do you have to join Retail Me Not to get those codes?
So for the promo codes, you do not have to, but we recommend installing our browser extension because then it'll just give them to you automatically as you shop. As for cashback, you just have to sign up for a free account, and then you can get cashback that you redeem via Venmo. It's super easy.
So do you think with inflation at a 40-year high that now people are thinking, I really have to save money, prompting them to shop today on Cyber Monday more so than they have in the past?
Yeah, I think I really do think so. I think that people understand that this is some of the best deals of the year, and that they're being extra choosy. I mean, we did a survey recently that about 40% of shoppers say that they're going to pay extra attention this year to deals, sales, and coupon codes. So people really are thinking a little bit extra before they buy, even though they're still buying a lot.
What else have you noticed about our shopping habits, especially when it comes to Cyber Monday?
So I think one of the interesting things is that the things that people buy, I mean, we ask people what they're planning on buying for Cyber Weekend, and gift cards top the list, you know. So I think that even though people might be doing some self-gifting, buying TVs and such, they're also being very practical and getting gift cards, which are a very flexible gift.
So are some of those gift cards, I notice in the restaurant industry, at least in Chicago, if you buy a $100 gift card, you get an additional $25 gift card, or they take 25% off. Are you seeing any deals like that with Cyber Monday?
So some of those deals are already running. A lot of those deals are holiday related, so they'll start right around now, and they'll run all the way through December, so you've still got a little time. But yeah, just as you said, you buy gift cards, and you get either a bonus card in exchange or a free gift card that you can use for a later visit to the restaurant.
And have you noticed if people are taking advantage of those buy now, pay later payments that everyone is advertising?
Yeah, I was just reading an article about how the buy now, pay later services are some of the biggest winners this Cyber Weekend. So, you know, people are out there shopping. They know right now is the time to pounce on deals, but clearly they don't have the money in the bank necessarily to pay for all of it. So, yeah, those services, which you can use right from checkout, are very tempting to shoppers.
I was behind a woman at Menards over the weekend, And her, she was contemplating buying this. I guess it was right before Friday because their 11% deal was going to end. She was contemplating making this big purchase of $2,300. And the cashier said, well, you don't get the 11% tomorrow. You need to take advantage of it today. She took 6 credit cards out to pay for that $2,300. And I thought, oh, my God, you have 6 credit cards that are maxed out. Do you really need whatever it is you're buying? Because it was one of those things, she was walking out of the store without it, so I couldn't see what it was. Maybe it was for a home improvement. Wow. Do you think people are getting themselves into trouble by doing the pay now, or, you know, buy now, pay later?
I think there's definitely going to be sort of a holiday hangover when all those bills come due. And if you're shopping at multiple retailers and using multiple buy now, pay later services, and maybe on top of that using some credit cards, it can be really hard to see how much you're actually spending until all those bills come due at the same exact time.
And Kristen, you're the editor of Retail Me Not. How much did you spend today?
You know, I did all my shopping on Thanksgiving when the Black Friday sales kicked off. Me and my sister had a text going back and forth, and we checked up everyone on our family. So
nice.
I might do a little clothing shopping today. Remains to be determined.
Thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I think everybody's doing a little shopping, whether it was on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or definitely today. But it looks like there are deals, according to her.